What are you working for? Who are you from?
I'm an independent scientist doing research.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
So what do you think? What do you think happened?
Well, what happened is that the effect from the affirmative action started taking place.
Uh-huh.
If you notice, around this time here, around the late 80s, uh-huh, the early 90s, they started realizing that the effect of the affirmative action program started kicking in. Because the Afro-Americans and Hispanics was creating more college graduates and more millionaires.
Uh-huh.
So they was participating into the mainstream, less crime. But then what happened that during this era here, during 87, which started shooting up,
around
85, this was the crack revolution.
That was the crack epidemic.
Right. That's the crack revolution by the CIA.
Uh-huh.
You know, as you study, you know, it might sound crazy, but if you study, they had a thing on 60 Minutes and verified it as factual when everybody said it was a governmental thing. But whenever you flooding hundreds and thousands of tons of cocaine and crack into the underprivileged communities, and when yet it's coming from thousands and thousands of miles away,
right,
you know it has to be. If the CIA didn't know about it, they should be held responsible for neglect of their duties.
Uh-huh.
Now,
right.
As you see, within
but
the
then
mid-80s.
But then there was a turnaround that made almost no news.
What was the turnaround is that, if you notice, around this time in 93,
uh-huh,
94 was the beginning of the Million Man March.
Right, that was actually in 95.
95, but
right.
I'm saying, but all
right.
this stuff was also being processed before the Million Man
right.
March.
Right, I've had other people say the same thing.
There's other stuff going on before
right.
the Million Man
stuff
March
being
within
processed.
The communities. Within the communities as far as uniting together and getting prepared to go there.
Right.
So, you know, so parts of religious organizations, not mainly religious, but lately they have not been doing their part as they done within the early fights of the civil rights movement.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Within here is that between like 83 and 84, this was like almost at the end of that crack revolution.
I mean 93
and 93
and
94 was
right.
like almost the end. This is when heroin started coming to the community. But you have to understand that between 93 and 94,
uh-huh,
they had damn near all the black men locked up.
Right.
On probation, on parole, one or the other, or incarcerated, one
right.
or the other. So they had over a million men, black men, Hispanic men,
right.
million plus men being locked up. So that's why if you see now,
and that,
from that effect, like now in 2000, 2003, 2004, a lot of these kids who was of these parents are now either gay, they're either gay or they're into drugs or they're into these gang stuff. Lack
uh-huh.
of family structure. So what it did is that it broke down the family structure, but what happened is that it also opened up a lot of opportunity for the female.
Well, so you were saying the family structure was breaking down when? Afterwards?
It was breaking down during the process of that. Because
uh-huh.
what happened, you have to understand, is that if you lock up, if you take the man out of the home front,
uh-huh.
and it's only the woman, the female that's out there to raise one, two, or three, maybe four, and sometimes four or five kids.
Right.
It's impossible.
Well, but somebody really got it together.
It wasn't the government.
What?
It wasn't the government.
Right.
That's the government constantly taking.
Okay.
Not giving. Not setting no example. You have to understand, even though around this time, I think Clinton came in office in when? In 94?
Who?
95 Clinton.
I guess.
You have to understand is that what happened is
Giuliani
that
came in 94.
Giuliani ain't do nothing. All Giuliani
right.
did is assisted the Republicans and showed them another route of going and by abusing, by showing them that if you want to be in control of a system, you abuse it and you take full control over it. And that's all Bloomberg doing right now is
uh-huh.
that instead of him, so he don't be held responsible to no special interest or to nobody.
Uh-huh.
He spent $100 billion. He spent $100 million to win his office.
Right.
And then now what he could do is he got leverage in order they can't not a sign could go up, not a light could be changed without going through him in his office. So with the
I don't know. I sort of, you know, just to say what I think about that. I think Bloomberg is he's a businessman and he's using a business approach. And he's not as political as people make him out to be, but.
But it's to the point. See, politics is this, especially in democracy.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Republicans as well as those who say they're Republican, and some of these fake Democrats who say they're Democrat, when yet they're number of wolves in sheep clothing. They come, you know, they've been Republican, but now since the Democratic thing is open, they won't go there.
You said there was things being processed
in the being community. Being processed within the community.
Now, can I ask you?
That a lot of black men understand that.
Do you remember the street memorials, the graffiti walls that memorialized the victims of AIDS and street crime and stuff?
Not a doubt. They're still up.
They're still up?
They're still up.
That was sort of at a peak in the late 80s.
Because everybody was getting killed. He was getting killed. They was getting every day. You got to realize during that time, the murder rate in New York City was 2,000 people a year.
It was heavy.
It was heavy. It's crazy. Right. You had 2,000 people, 2,100 people. As much people got killed in the World Trade Center was getting killed yearly in New York City. So, you know, why I keep going back to politics, because you have to understand that politics is the body that's supposed to govern and protect, that are being paid and that are in those positions in order to govern, to make sure that this country as a democracy run at peace.
So I guess, you know, what I'm most interested in is your comment that there were things being processed in the community.
Yeah,
is there anything that symbolizes that? Any person or any action or event or time?
Al Sharpton.
You think Al Sharpton and the Million Man March symbolize it the best?
There's nothing else can explain it.
Okay.
Where else? You tell me one policy that the Republican Party or even Clinton Party. Because you have to understand that what the Republican Party did is when Clinton was in office, is that they put fear in his heart by killing Ron Brown. So what they did is say, okay, cool, you did enough in order to help them. Time to cut that shit short. And they found out back here in 86, 87, that, like I said, that the minorities was creating a lot of millionaires and college graduates.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what they did is that they started using these next few years, from like 87 to 90, they start using them to regress and start putting people in the position. And this is when the Republicans had taken control of the Congress and the Senate under Newt Gingrich. And what they did is that, regardless if people don't want to accept it or not, is that it's no more of, you have to understand that if this country became more, instead of democracy, became more of a communist country, a police state. And now to the point where they want to legalize prison instead of...
Well, to me, this says clearly it's not a police state, that the community did something for itself. Right?
No.
No? I thought you said...
These people are still striving and stuff and struggling, surviving. Mm-hmm. You got to fucking survive in America.
Right.
The black Americans spend $650 billion in this country a year. The crackers ain't doing nothing but trying to hold them down. They let a motherfucking Taliban come in this country and benefit more than they allow a black American benefit. Walk up and down in these stores and see if they hire any blacks. They don't even hire blacks in these stores. Black Americans. I ain't talking about no fucking African, no black Dominicans. I'm talking about black Americans. They don't hire no black Americans in any store. This is the only neighborhood that do that.
Not surprising to me, but... Yeah, anyway. So... Yeah, thanks very much. What's your name?
My name is Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.